Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to scrutinize some of the blood alcohol content in breathalyzer tests with regards to DWIs. And I say that not to be combative or go against law enforcement and the tools that they use, but we have a situation here in Minnesota in which it sounds as though there's been some fraudulent data or inaccurate data with regards to people that have ended up with DWIs based on testing with their blood alcohol content. According to the Minnesota Star Tribune, dozens of alcohol breath tests conducted by law enforcement in at least three Minnesota counties may have been compromised because of operator error, state officials said. That is unfortunate. That is scary. That is something that I think that most people would say is unacceptable. And the reason why we would all say that, and I would fall into that camp, DUIs are serious. And what have I said throughout the years, the last couple of years specifically? We don't take DUIs seriously enough. Like, it's a big deal. It is a big deal to get a DUI. And I had a coworker that I worked with back, we worked together for like 5 years between 2008 and 2013. And she got a DUI. And, you know, she confided in me a little bit. You know, clearly she was like, I made a mistake. It was something that I should not have gotten behind the wheel, whatever. And she was paying the price. DUIs, I learned back in, I think she got it in like 2010, are extremely expensive. It is costly to get a DUI, okay? So it's going to hit you both in the pockets and also just from the stance of being able to operate a motor vehicle. But in this report, it says more than 70 tests in Aiken County, 45 in Winona County, and 13 in Chippewa County incorrectly used a data master instrument to test blood alcohol content over varying times or periods of time, according to the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. A control piece of equipment was installed incorrectly. Okay? In at least one case, fourth-degree drunken driving charges against the man were recently dismissed by the Aiken County Attorney's Office because of the mistake. And this is coming from, in court documents, County Attorney James Ratz said the error compromised the validity and accuracy of the test results. And he says, quote, the Aiken County Attorney's Office has reviewed your case and is determined to dismiss your case in the interest of justice. Twin Cities-based defense attorney Chuck Ramsey said he noticed inconsistency for two of his clients who were given breath tests in charge of Aiken County. He says, quote, I looked at the data and realized something was wonky there. That imagine that. Imagine that. J-Dub, you're like, hold on. All I had was a Moscato with my wife. I'm good. Otherwise, I've been sipping sodas, and you're telling me that I'm drunk? I'm fine. And then, boom. So, like, how do you rectify that? So, like, for instance, let's say that you have to go through the situation where you have to pay the fine, mm-hmm. you're in the program, whatever. Like, you can't get refunded for that.
Yeah.
Because people pay thousands of dollars dealing with the repercussions. And I'm not saying that if you get a DUI, a legitimate DUI, that you shouldn't have to pay the price. But the bottom line is it's a very expensive thing.
Yeah. I think one of the weird, not fears, but uncertainties that I always have when, you know, I go out and do whatever is, what happens if that one time it's just like a little faulty? Like, sure, I'll have a beer, or two beers. I usually balance that with a couple waters just to make it go down easier. And I just don't trust some of the technology they use, even though they've tested it out millions of times. And like you said, you end up paying the price regardless. It's not something you could just go up to a district office and be like, hey, I want my money back. This is not accurate. This is not good.
All right, so this is a question I'll post with the text line at 651-461-9226. Do you think that all of those tests should be thrown out? Do you think they should be thrown out? And this is the reason why I bring it up. The BCA hadn't been notified that any other counties are affected, they said in an email. Ramsey, though, however, said he has more. That's the attorney for the clients that had it tossed out. He says that in Hennepin County, he found upward of 90 allegedly faulty test results. And Olmsted County has a handful, he said. Ramsey said he believes Hennepin and Olmsted County officials are aware of the bad data. Efforts to reach prosecutors and sheriffs in those counties Thursday for the Minnesota Star Tribune were not successful. This is what I would say. And I'm all for prosecuting people when they're doing wrong. But if there's evidence that you might have 90 faulty tests, how can you justify that?
It's time to examine your inventory a little bit. Just a little bit.
I mean, that's insane.
Where are these tests being shipped from? That's my question.
Well, remember now, let's go back. According to the piece here, it says a control piece of equipment was installed incorrectly. Okay. Look, I'm not in this to just let people just get over and to just, in the words of Danny Green, we let them off the hook. But I'm sorry, man. We're talking about people who are wronged here. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal, don't you think?
You would feel like more boxes need to be checked before these are actually put into play in the real world. But it sounds like even with the faulty piece of equipment, those boxes were not checked. And they just said, all right,
I guess that this is what I'm going to say. I'm not going to sit here and act as though, like, or believe that the counties were purposely doing this. I don't believe that.
No.
I believe that this is an honest mistake, but how do you correct the honest mistake?
How do you rectify it? Yeah.
Because if people end up with a DUI that's not accurately a DUI or DWI,
yeah,
then I'm sorry. I'm not for punishing people that didn't do what they allegedly were accused of.
Yeah. You don't want that to really inflate the numbers that we often get from studies and stuff throughout the year, especially here in Minnesota. Not good.
Yeah, it just
it does come into play. The numbers do add up, but once, especially if you have that many mistakes, that's going to add up when it comes to, hey, Minnesota's up 9% from last summer. Well, check Aiken County. Check what were the other counties that you said?
The counties that were involved in this were Aiken County,
yep.
70 tests in Aiken County, 45 in Winona County, and 13 in Chippewa County.
Jeez, 70 in Aiken. There's more. There's that's more than the amount of people that live in Aiken.
I'm
not from Aiken, but I grew up in Aiken.
But think about that. Let's add. So let's just use those numbers: the 70, yeah, the 45, and the 13. and they said more than 70. So, but we'll just use 70 as a baseline. I mean, we're talking 128 tests.
Yeah, that's
and we know that it's more because they said more than 70 in just Aiken. I don't know,
depending on the number per person, like you mentioned before. If it's 9, you need some help. But if it's like one conviction or two convictions. Yeah, that's something we need to dig a little deeper as far as I guess rectifying is the wrong word for it, but making good on it.
Yeah. And the Winona County Attorney's Office said any pending cases involving tests during that time will be dismissed, and anyone who pleaded guilty during that time should contact the office to have the conviction overturned, which is good, I think, according to Sheriff Ron Ganrud. Mm-hmm. He says, quote, "We're taking it very seriously." And that's the reason why I bring it up, because I think that it is a very, very serious situation with regards to everything. It's insane. It really is insane. All right, 651-461-9226. A quick reminder that the NHL season, we know that it has started. The Minnesota Wild, one of the few teams that still has not gotten on the ice yet, they will be dropping the puck at 7 o'clock. They will be facing the St. Louis Blues, who of all the teams, that probably is the team that I hate the most. Like, I can't stand the Blues. Which Wild team do you hate the most? Wild opponent that you hate the most.
I would probably say it is Dallas.
Really? Okay.
I have a strong hatred for Dallas and their fan base. I used to hate Colorado, then I married a Avalanche fan, so I can't hate Colorado. Dallas for sure is top of the list. Winnipeg is up there too. Winnipeg has some pretty snobby players when it comes to hurting guys that are on our team. Which is funny you mentioned the Suter-Parise thing, because Suter was getting paid by half the Central Division for up until he became a free agent this offseason.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Blues, Dallas, and us. So must be nice to get paid from pretty much every team in your division for the last few years. A lot of paydays for Mr. Ryan Suter.
Yeah, when I look at this, you kind of changed it. You kind of changed my outlook on it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Just because as much as I do hate St. Louis, you're right, though, Dallas.
Even the old school fans probably don't like Dallas because of the North Star thing. Because they've used the North Star moniker as their throwback nights, like their celebratory throwback nights, and you just can't do that. That's sacrilege.
You're going to make me throw up a little bit just knowing that.
Yeah.
All right, 651-461-9226. Take a break, come back. Final segment of the opening hour of the Lake Show next.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.